It's interesting. You mentioned monotherapy, and I don't know. Did you have any of those patients who got either abemaciclib or palbociclib monotherapy, and any that come to mind that really seem to have useful clinical responses?
So I haven't had too many monotherapy patients personally, and I do not believe I had anyone on those specific trials. But we've certainly seen late introduction of the drugs with endocrine treatment and seen nice periods of tumor control. So I think the drugs can be valuable in that setting.
So I'm kind of curious, what hormonal partner would you be thinking about and which CDK inhibitor?
Yeah, so I mean, I would probably reintroduce an aromatase inhibitor here. It's now been something on the order of 4 years since she last saw one. And typically, I got to say, we use palbociclib. We've obviously had a lot of experience with palbo over the years. It's reasonably well tolerated. The biggest problem with palbociclib is the neutropenia, which sometimes does require dose modification. And then there's a fatigue factor as patients are on this for many, many months. It kind of grinds you down a little bit over time.
So you've had a lot of experience with palbo, but so has a lot of other people. But you also have a lot of experience with abema, and I don't know whether you do with ribo, but I'm kind of curious if you can just sort of go through your vision of what the difference is in those three drugs, both in terms of efficacy and side effects tolerability issues.
Right, so they're dosed a little differently, as you know. So palbociclib and ribociclib are dosed 3 weeks on, 1 week off, and abemaciclib is dosed continuously. Palbociclib and ribociclib have a very similar tolerability profile. They both cause this relative neutropenia without a lot of diarrhea. Abemaciclib has more in the way of diarrhea and a little bit less in the way of neutropenia. I think it's debatable which is preferable from a patient point of view. For the most part, the neutropenia is asymptomatic, and since the diarrhea is by definition symptomatic, I'm not sure that that's a strong selling point for one drug versus another. In terms of efficacy, palbociclib and ribociclib are darn near identical. So I have taken the figures from their respective New England Journal of Medicine papers, and you have to copy them into PowerPoint and then rescale them because they didn't have the exact same scale. But when you do that and then you print them and hold them up to the light, they are superimposable Kaplan-Meier curves.
Except you're not supposed to do that.
Well, but I mean, that's the poor man's cross-study comparison, and it works pretty well. You'd have a hard time convincing yourself that they were different.